But anyway, that's it. That's all. That's all. I'm not going to.
That's
keep,
all you got. What do I say now? I had a fun time at McGoobie's Joke House.
You know what's so funny? When we did the live cast, first of all.
We'll cover that in a second. The live cast was exceptional.
I was on stage. I haven't done stand-up in so long. When I had to face the fucking crowd, I was like, you were just up there like, bang, 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 the beginning. And I was just like, I was fucking, at one point, and I was fucking smoking that stupid vape pen. In the beginning, it took me a second. Thank God you did a story. You did that story about like fighting the lady in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was just still up there like,
Really?
I was still doing my thing, but
you
like.
Murdered.
Nah, dude, when I came, at first, there were so many times, I was like, thank God Shane's talking, dude, I'm about to freak the fuck out. But yeah, dude, I think you definitely stole the live cast, dude, for sure. In a good, very good way. There was times where I stopped and went, oh yeah, man, this guy's been doing stand-up, and I'm like, I could tell this guy's been on the stage, man, because you were you were bibbing and bopping, dude. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Stand-up this week was great. You know what's been funny about... like the subconscious coming out.
Yeah.
It comes out pretty hard on stage.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
With like if I'm comfortable enough to just start talking, mm-hmm. I'll end up saying something pretty fucked up. Like I was up there, I was in Baltimore and it was going great.
Sure.
And it was with Big J. So the place was packed. And when McGoobie's is packed, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like the whole fucking theater is full. And, so like middle of my set, I'm just like, well, yeah, my family's fucking falling apart right now. Like in the middle of this, I'm just like, and then everybody's faking on Instagram like their lives don't suck. Everybody here's life sucks. Everybody here's life sucks. Anyway, just back to stand up. Like just a moment of like, because the last couple of days, you know, have been tough. So it's like, just in one moment, I was just like, yep, life sucks unless you're dumb. Then you're just sitting around like, oh, at least the Ravens won. It's like your life is garbage. These people, like, I could see old people getting upset. Like, people started to be like, oh.
Well, that sucks. If you're that old, I'd be so pleased to hear people start talking about
that. That was another thing. That was so funny. That's what I said. There's an old dude in the front. Him and his wife hadn't really mm-hmm. been laughing.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, he's mad because I'm not telling him he's old.
Yeah.
I'm up here just discovering that life sucks. He's sitting there like, yeah, dude. Obviously.
Distract me,
just
please.
Make fun of your dick. Like, obviously life sucks. I've known this for 40 years.
He didn't crack at that.
And then when I got to 69 Your Dad at the end, he was like, oh, and he slapped the table.
He needed it,
was so funny.
God damn.
And then what was really
He probably
great,
called his son and was like, son,
you got to hear this. Fine.
I got to tell you this.
So these two dudes, these two old dudes, stage right. That I kept making. Sorry, I can't believe I said stage right,
dude. Sorry, I'm still thinking of that kid like gripping his son's arm on his deathbed and being like, "What would you rather do?"
Yeah, you gotta hear this fucking thing. these two dudes to the right, these old dudes, and I kept making fun of the one guy looked like my dad.
Yeah.
So when I finally did that, I was like, "I'll bring you up here and fucking suck your dick, dude." Like, this old dude I was talking about sucking his dick, and then I was like, "All right, see you guys, got to get out of here." And then Jay goes on and he does a lot of crowd work, and it turned out these two old dudes were gay dudes. These two old dudes to the right that were dying during my jokes, that I was like, "Why are you guys so cool for old dudes?" And then they were gay. They were both married to women before.
That's fucking awesome.
They had kids.
God damn.
And then they just got married. These two old dudes got married for the last 2 years. And what was really great.
What was the build you're talking on them? They were big boys.
They were like Jay's joke before he found out they were gay. He was like, who's running the tow truck company if you guys are here? Like they looked like that.
Damn.
It was crazy.
That's awesome, dude.
And they were old. They were old.
God damn, dude. Yo, they probably party with boys, dude.
It was.
You think Kells?
Dude, that was one of Jay's first questions, and then he was, and then when they were talking about his marriage, this is all crowd work, so it's not really ruining his material. He was like, "Did you like after you guys got married?" He's like, "Did you guys fuck that night?" He's like, "Did you guys fuck?" And they're like, "Well, I don't know. I don't want to say." He's like, "Did you put him in the basket of your hover round and carry him through the threshold after your wedding?" The basket of his old scooter. It was so funny. But what was the best part was when they were like, "We're gay. We just got married." Because McGoobie's is usually split between half white, half black audience. Black tables went nuts.
Did they really?
They were laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world that these were two old gay dudes. It was so funny. Because then it was like, you wanted to be like, all right, settle down. All of a sudden you're like a teacher, like, all right, calm down in the back, please.
Oh my God.
There's nothing funny about these two guys being in love.
And so they were just like, yo!
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck?
Like, oh, it was my so funny.
God, dude. Yeah. Well, especially, like, you're talking to them. No one had any
idea.
No
one knew. I thought I was the one being crazy, being like, get up here. I'll suck your fucking dick
and
right now,
dude. And
they must
have been dying.
And they were dying laughing, so everyone else was laughing. Thinking like,
so the fact that that came out was just
like... And then they were gay,
like,
and it was like, what?
That's fucking wild. How did that even come up? They're like, no.
Jay was talking to him. He was like, where are your wives? They're like, we're married. And it was like, what?
What?
Damn. Two old gay dudes down in B-more.
You think they were just two... They might have been like two married dudes that went out on a double date and saw Chuck and Larry and were like, it's not a bad idea.
Maybe.
Then they fell in love for real.
Then they started fucking.
Then they started fucking. There was no... what's her name? Who's the hot Jennifer Beal? What was the chick?
Yeah, she was so hot.
Is that Beal? Am I right?
I don't know if it's Jennifer Beal. I don't think that's her. Jessica Beal is the name.
Jessica Beal, that's who it was.
But it wasn't her.
It was Beal. It was Beal.
No, it was the blonde chick.
No, it was Beal. All
right.
I know for a fact.
All right.
My boy was real into Jay Beal and was like, oh my God.
Wait, Jessica Beal.
Yeah, she's at one point, she was Justin Timberlake's ex-wife. She gets dressed and you see her butt.
Fat fucking ass.
Fat fucking ass, dude. Yeah, that was, I think, is that still Justin Timberlake's wife?
I don't think.
I know Britney Spears cheated on him and broke his heart.
Yeah, with the kid from MJ.
Huh?
With the boy dancer from...
That's who Cry Me a River was about?
I believe. This could be up there with the wolf fact I dished out. But I think the one MJ, the hot kid...
Cry me.
Yeah, dude. Which, you know, if Justin Timberlake knew about the kid fucking, yeah, that was a dude. Real... Cry Me a River.
Cry
ended
you
up being
a fucking river, dude.
Ether, dude. That ended up being a real mean song.
That was fucking nasty. Like, that was basically a slut shame. JT slut shamed me. You know, first of all, shout out to that fucking Australian boy for taking down Britney Spears
and Michael Jackson.
Damn.
Wait. Yeah. This is.
Holy fuck! This guy is like the legend. This guy's the Highlander, dude.
I think
that boy's
the legend.
That dude only fucks the best.
I think that's what I heard.
Does that dude only fuck the reigning king and queens of pop of his time?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I mean, this is too much, dude. I shouldn't even be on the air right
you
now.
You shouldn't, dude.
I'm just giving out fake news. I did this weekend at Bananas.
Yeah.
Just
how
ate
was
it.
Nanner?
Ate it, dude. What? It was me in like a hotel lobby of like 40 WAPs. And they do not like getting called WAPs.
No, dude.
Which is hilarious. I'm like, are you guys really getting upset about this?
What'd they say?
And they were just like, no, we don't care. It's like, you guys are definitely hurt.
Oh, my God.
I thought we could fuck around about it. But anyway.
Dude, I just watched Rocky. His fucking trainer's name is Mick.
Yeah.
He's an Irish guy.
You can call me a Mick. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'll call you, you know, fucking greasy, hook-nosed, disgusting, wop piece of shit. It's like, it's funny.
They fucking really
got upset. This lady.
Really?
Dude, I called this lady. I told her she looked like Mike Dicka in the front row. It was fucking over from there. She looked exactly like Mike Dicka.
Oh, my God.
She looked exactly.
I don't even know what Mike Dicka looks like, man. It's so
she
funny.
Looked exactly,
I mean, I can picture it, yeah.
Exactly like Mike Dicka. So she's in the front row.
Fuck.
And I got to the bottom of the story. She brought her three friends with her. So she was pissed that the show sucked.
Okay.
The show sucked.
How did Connie do?
He did all right, but it was a tough room.
Bunch of Ginzos, dude.
Bunch of fucking old wops that were just like what the fuck? No one wanted to be there.
I still stand by Ginzo Di Maio, dude, up in the front when I was up in New York.
Hilarious.
Equal. People were not feeling it either. Dude. I was like, fuck you guys.
So I got on, and I asked her, I was like, what's your... Because I saw her, the whole set for O'Connor, she was mean mugging him. And I'm like, as soon as I got on stage, I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, what is... And she explained what... And I was like... You brought your friends.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed that the show sucks. It's all right.
Yeah.
Like, who do you like Jeff Dunham, right? And she was like, love him. And I was like, all right, this is not for you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This show's not for you. And then, like, I thought of it. And I remember looking at my phone and seeing where it was.
Sure.
I was like 4 minutes into my set. And I was like, dude, if I say that this woman looks like Mike Dicka, I'm going to ruin this. I still got to do 45 more minutes. And the crowd's gonna hate me, but I was like, I was like, listen, this is too funny not to say. I was like, if you're here, who's coaching the 1985 Chicago Bears? And like one dude was like, ah! One dude got it. No one else knew what I was talking about. The lady wasn't even offended.
Oh, well, she probably Googled it.
She's such a...
How old is she?
Probably like 55, 50.
She wasn't that advanced in her geezerdom, where she probably internalized that one. Dude, we told her.
But I was like, you guys
should
leave.
55 years, and someone told you like the 85 Bears football coach.
I was like, you guys should leave.
The worst one, she probably went home and like told her husband. He's like, what do you call you?
Oh, man. She looked like Dickhead without the mustache. She had his exact haircut. And she just arms crossed front row. And I was a little drunk. It was the late show. And I was like, why are you here?
She might kill herself, dude.
I hope.
If she's going to go to everyone she knows, was too dumb. And they're all just going to be like, they're going to tell her, like, you can believe this? And they're gonna fucking laugh in her face.
She's too dumb to kill herself.
You think so?
Yeah, she thought that was water off a duck. I was like, you look like Mike Ditka. She was like, be funny.
I was like, all right. Oh, my God.
I was like, you have no idea how good that joke was, lady.
Oh, my God. She was that thick.
Yeah. One dude came up afterwards, and he was like, I didn't see her until after the show, like when she was walking out. And he's like, when I saw her, he was crying. Because, like, when I made the joke, she was in the front row, so he couldn't see her. And then when she walked out, dude, that's how funny it was. 45 minutes later, the guy was like,
oh, my God. So the crowd was one guy laughed, and you gotta just be like, all right.
I had to just power through
it. I made fun of a lady's gear one, like clothes one time. And
you can't hurt a lady's feelings.
I did like a 20 minute.
People hate you.
Dude, I did like a 20 minute set a while ago in like a pizza place in New Jersey. And I was like, who the fuck dressed you? And I started making fun of this lady's clothes. Dude, I think I called it a nice Sinbad shirt, dude. This fucking crowd went silent. Everyone turned on me. And I've been like back and forth with everybody. Yeah. As soon as I trashed this lady's gear, she instantly got sad and the crowd just got silent on me. And I was like,
my bad.
It's the same. I had a couple of minutes left. I was like, fuck.
Oh, see, this was the beginning of a headlining
set. She was trashing me. She's like, you're not funny.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, dude, nice shirt. Where'd you go to get that from? Sinbad's closet? Yeah. I was like, where'd you get that from? The Sinbad section at Kohl's? And she was like.
Yeah, that was, I got O'Connor to laugh and some dude.
Dude, when old ladies floss, it's fucking sick.
Oh, man.
When they hit 55 in the looser period.
She was wearing like a cheetah print, like, yeah, silk,
dude. Super flashy.
Yeah, it was insane.
I don't know what the fuck happens in an old lady's mind when they like when they go through menopause. It's nothing but like fucking like imitation Gucci button.
Yeah,
it's like it's big ridiculous. Flowery. Like, they peacock hard, dude.
They do, which is weird.
They're probably desperately trying to get the D. If you're a chick, you're trying to really get the D. You got to start throwing on like the 1992 like In Living Color gear.
It's wild. Yeah, so after that, also the fucking club owner before the show. So I'm like, how are tickets? And she's like, light. And I was like, yeah, of course.
What's bananas?
And she was like, yeah, it's nice out. Nobody wants to, you know, nobody wants to see stand up. She was like, although I wish I was at St. Louis. They have Marc Maron this weekend. I was like, cool.
Yeah, cool.
I wish I was at St. Louis. It's a better club.
Yeah, for real.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't be a club owner and be like, I wish I was at a different club. They have a good headliner. I was like, what the fuck,
I'm not a big Maron fan in the first place.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's not going to say anyone looks like fucking Mike Ditka.
Exactly, dude.
That's worth the price, dude.
Dude, that
I'd rather watch a comic go on stage and fight the audience.
Big time.
Than somebody have, like, prepared, like, and then I said, you're grandma.
Yeah. Or just tell cool, like, celebrity stories. If I had a guess, that'd be a big one.
Yeah.
For the boy.
Yeah.
He'd be up there like, yeah, so I was with Chappelle and
overall though,
calling Lady 85 Bears football coach is like, that's something that guy will laugh about a week.
Yeah, it was good.
It's fucking felt awesome, good. Dude. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was nice.
Also, it's like a room full of you still feel that when you go do stand up and you're like, again, this is a room full of Italian geezers, and you know, you're like,
oh, I'm fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I got on. Well, the thing is I've been going with like Jay and Dan where they're like selling out and it's fans.
Yeah.
So like no matter what I say, I'm fucking crushing. And then when I have to go do stuff by my own, I get like three fans.
What is it with the geezers that just
and
come
then
out?
Geezers. Well, in North Jersey, geezers love.
Geezers rule in New Jersey. Yeah.
Also, me and O'Connor went to the Bada Bing.
How was that?
From The Sopranos. It was right around the corner. We went to it.
Was it tight?
Nightmare.
What?
It was horrible. They can't be naked and serve food or something and alcohol. So it was
Who made that rule?
I don't know. It was just fat chicks.
So what are they worried about?
It was just fat chicks in like bikinis.
It was like Tony. Slowly it was just like Tony's sister.
Really? It really was, dude. Slowly dance, like no effort, just standing there. I mean, we went at like 2 p.m., but it was still. There was also a guy with a full WAP geezer standing exactly where Tony stands.
Stop.
Just sitting there by himself with like a bracelet on.
Oh, I was like, to
this is so pathetic.
That's got to be like Watt Paradise going there. Dude.
Dude, there was a, I had a fucking killer joke last night.
What?
It was fucking, I mean, it was no tomahawk, but it was funny because the people I was with were all like, I think I was the only one there without a fucking special. Like it was all like pretty famous comedians.
This is IRL joke.
Yeah. Last night there was a sick ass commercial of like Barry Sanders, Deion Sanders, fucking Peyton Manning, every NFL player that was like a legend was in this commercial where they were all doing cool shit. And then at the very end, it gets tossed to a little girl. Like, so whoever, like LT got the ball and he was running and then Ed Reed tackled him. So it was everybody's strength against whoever it was. Mm-hmm. Like Peyton Manning threw a pass or Joe Montana threw a pass intercepted by Deion Sanders. Like it was whoever's counter it was.
Gotcha.
And the ball got to a lady. And that's when it kind of stopped. But I was like, dude, how sick would it be if OJ came out and cut her fucking head off? He was the, like, he was the answer to women.
But what happened to the lady? She ran in for the score touchdown?
I think it was something about women are strong.
Nice.
Yeah, there was a couple of those commercials.
Dude, that's that was something funny.
It was funny. Like, if I said something funny, like two or three people would be like, yeah, that was funny.
That's hilarious.
But the whole room would be like, all right, who is this guy?
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That shit fucking, that's so weird.
The hierarchy. Nah, they were all cool, but like.
No, I know. People are cool.
It's definitely there.
But there is the fucking.
And then if like a big dog said, like if Michelle Wolf made a joke, everyone was like.
Yeah, it's so
but
fucking weird.
Yeah, obviously she's great.
But it's, I'm telling you.
I talk
shit. That's.
Oh, I got another one. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Ishmael Lofty came to the stand. He's a friend of mine now.
Allie Noe Lesters.
He's a.
Will Smith.
He's an M-lister, dude. He's a fucking Muzz, dude.
What?
He's one of Mekki. He's boys with Mekki.
He's
in
one of Mekki's squad.
Yeah. He was out in L.A. and now he's in New York working on Hasan Minhaj's show.
Really?
And then he came. I was hanging out with him on Saturday.
Was he up
and
to?
And I was like, how's work going? Because I know he's working on Hasan's show. Sure. He was like, yeah, it's good. I was like, do you like it? He was like, yeah. I was like, I saw a couple episodes. I thought it was pretty good. He was like, I listen to your podcast. He was like, you know how I feel then.
What did he say?
I hate that shit. We just laughed about it. I was like, pretty much I was... When I lived in Philly, I was pretty angry about everything with comedy as far as... I was like, the reason no one's picking me is because I'm a straight white guy.
Sure.
Which has some merit. But as soon as I moved, I was just like, oh, it's because I lived in Philly.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, I also think fucking...
A little bit of both.
It sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
I just dislike that. I don't hate... I don't
that,
hate
like,
the guy.
Social justice comedy?
Yeah,
it stinks.
Fucking lame.
It does stink. And Hasan's like... A very punchable fucking dude when you watch him on that.
Yeah.
But if they were like, do you want to work for us? I'd be like, yeah.
I would take, take it. Of course.
Of course.
I would take money from whatever. It is.
It was funny though. I was like, how's it going working with Hasan's show? And he was like, yeah, it's good. I was like, oh yeah, I saw a couple episodes. It's pretty cool.
He was like, I listen
to your podcast. I was like,
was he laughing or was he like, dude, get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. It was funny. He came to hang out with me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You gotta let him know, dude. Where you're like, well, you know, I...
I was always worried about that with Ahmed, listening to it.
He's going to run to fucking...
No, not telling us, but, like, we were shitting on, like, Muslim comedy.
This fucking sucks.
I know. I agree.
If I was doing funny. Christian comedy, people would be like, dude, this guy...
You should do Christian comedy.
I should do clean Christian comedy.
Clean
dude.
Pagan comedy.
Pagan comedy doesn't have to be clean.
Really?
Fuck no, dude.
Why not?
They revel in the reality of life, dude. If I were to be like, I'm so fucking fertile.
You're like a religious hipster, dude.
What's that?
Like, as far as like, you guys don't even know the real religions.
Crazy ass shit.
It's funny how gay I feel about talking about those chicks.
Why?
I'm just instantly, I'm just like, I shouldn't have brought that.
That's a fucking hilarious story.
I sound
thought
like
they
a
were,
fucking dickhead.
Well, you thought there were three, you know, three comedy babes that were just like, because that is every comedy show. I was like, yeah, man.
Well, this was also right on the heels. And the funny part of it was I was looking at my phone when she said who they worked for.
Think he's going to get back to her?
And I instantly put my phone down and I was like, oh, well, now I'll respect you. My bad. Like I said that.
What'd you say?
They laughed a little, but I was being a dickhead. I'd just done an audition for this thing. The show was an audition.
Sure.
And the judges were there at a table.
Oh, this wasn't last night.
No, this was just Friday night.
Oh.
Friday night.
So the chances of it, there was dustry there.
The industry was there.
Yeah, there was dustry. Yeah.
But then I did the
oh,
the
I thought you
judges
walked out of a random
were
show.
At this table.
Yeah.
And at the end of my set, this guy was like, this guy was laughing real hard. So I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. And then he was like, he just screamed. He was like, that was fucking hilarious. And for some reason, I pointed at the judges, and I was like, yeah, you fucking hear that, dickheads? that's it for me. That's how I closed it.
Oh, my God.
Like, as soon as I was like, yeah, you hear that, you dickhead? I was like, oh,
fantastic,
fuck.
Dude.
What the fuck was that?
No way, dude. You got to fucking...
Yeah, but it wasn't... I was in the astral realm, dude. I was just floating.
Well, dude, you're...
This guy said that was great. I pointed at the judges. I was like, you don't fucking judge me, you dickhead, and left.
You. That's how you do it.
It was crazy. And then I walked outside, and they're like, well, yeah, we booked this show. I was like, oh, now I'll give you respect. Like, it was crazy.
Damn.
I was being a fucking asshole.
Well, you know, go ahead, Gerbs.
Well, no, go ahead. You go. Then I'll...
This is my latest kick that all I'm reading about, dude, is the unconscious and how, like, you're really, like, your waking consciousness is like a sliver of, like, what your brain's really up to.
That was
so you're up there doing
fucking...
it, and you're just like, oh, fuck you guys. And it's like, dude, that's going on in the background all the time.
That was full on. Like, as soon as I said it, I was like, that wasn't what I meant to say at all. Like, I would have never said that.
How the judges liked it.
They liked my set.
How the judges like getting fucking called out.
I don't think they heard it on the first go. Otherwise, they'd be like, the fuck was that?
What was it?
But they
for?
Did tape it. JFL.
Okay.
I mean, that's actually really funny in place.
It is funny.
In that setting where it's like, you hear that? I'm sure they kind of laughed.
Yeah. But
I'm sure you weren't like, you hear that, you fucking dickhead?
It wasn't like that. I was like, you hear that, you dickheads? I was like, that's it for me. Like, that's what I closed on.
That's hilarious. Whenever someone can step outside of what's going on, like, there's people going up like, the judges.
Yeah.
If you can, like, fuck around about the whole thing, that doesn't hurt.
Well, that's what helped me. I was on my way to another show, and I got a text. They were like, can you get to this? There's an extra spot for you on
fuck
this audition. But the show started 10 minutes ago.
So
what helped was I didn't have any time to prepare.
That's great.
I would have spent the whole day being like, how can I get this set to 5 minutes?
True.
This is a 5-minute spot.
Just let it rip.
So then I was able to just show up and be like, oh, I'm fucking lucky to be here.
That's the best.
It was easy.
That is tight. If you weren't ruminating about it all day, go ahead, Gerbs.
Yeah. I feel like...
Don't give me... All right, go ahead.
What? Don't give me what?
Nothing. Go.
Rip it, Gerbs.
No.
Nothing. Shut up. Just go. Nice top, dude. Just fucking go.
No, I was just going to ask because I feel like, you know... What at least for me, I try to. I'm trying to figure out how much do you let other people, what other people think of you, impact? Because it can be debilitating if you're really worried about what other people think. But then again, if you're just not, if you don't care at all, then that's like you got a network. So especially with your sort of personality and your stand up, it's an aggressive style of like so. It feels like that's tough to modulate in the moment where...
That's what fucked me last night.
Right.
Last night I did give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like when people got upset, I let it fuck up the first 20 minutes of my set.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it was, there was a gay dude in the front row that was like offended a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I could just see him. I could see his face. There was four old people, three rows back.
Him?
Yeah, but me being like, Trump's number one, stuff like, but of course I'm kidding.
Right.
I'm on stage.
Is Trump attacking gays?
Is he attacking gays?
He's not an ally. Trump's not an ally.
You know what's weird, dude? Like, when I go see comedy now, I'm just like, this is all fun. Nobody's having fun. Nobody's like joking around. And like, then people go up on stage and they tell these jokes that are lame. And then people in the crowd now, was I telling you about this? At Philly's Funniest.
Mm-hmm.
People now make a noise that they think is laughter because no one's like actually laughing at this shit. So they have to make the noise that they think. Yeah.
Well,
so people pronounce the H in haha now, which is like fucking weird.
That's really funny.
So somebody tells a bad joke and everybody goes, ha! And you're this is weird.
So it's like a comic book, haha. It's like, ha ha.
Yeah, it's like a soundboard.
It really is. Yeah. I watched this chick's, who I'm mutual friends with. Everybody in New York likes this chick. I forget her name. She just did a late night special on Colbert. And that was every laugh.
Taylor Tomlinson?
No, but I've seen her. She
were
like,
you talking about Emmy Blotnick?
No. It just happened this week. And the laughs in the audience. And then, like, you only hear, like, three dudes being like, ha ha ha!
Yeah.
After every joke. And then it cuts to the crowd. And it's Colbert's studio. And it's a massive audience.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck, she's bombing.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. Yeah. If you can hear three dudes laughing after every joke in an audience of, what, 300?
Because
it's like, holy shit.
Because laughter is accidental. Like,
yes.
You're not supposed, like, your job is to push someone into laughing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, ah, fuck, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Or someone holds it in there, it's like,
But when you're, like, orchestrating this thing, and you're like, well, maybe Donald Trump should not be such a racist, and I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Did you ever do stand-up in an improv room?
Yeah.
I've done stand-up, and I feel like they're just, like, watching, like, smiling, and they're just waiting, like, should I laugh now? And they're just, like, waiting for cues when to laugh. And it's fucking
of course.
Weird.
Well, they're all fucking weirdos.
Yeah, as I'm saying. It's like that, just... But
they're no different. Stand-up's also, like, improv is people are like, ah, it's worse than stand-up. It's like, it's all the same shit. There's so many fucking morons that do stand-up.
Yeah, for sure. But I've done it in an improv room to where it's like, they're just like there with like their, you know, their improv friends are doing stand-up and they're just like, they're not genuinely laughing. They're just waiting I think I should laugh now. And it's
like, this is when I laugh.
I don't understand why they, you gotta, like with stand-up, there's so much to talk about and make fun of yourself. Whereas like, you don't have to get political, dude. Just talk about your Piccadillo.
It's also not funny. It's also just not funny. Like,
it sucks.
It's you, like, there's this old article, this old interview with Johnny Carson.
Uh-huh.
And it's good. Like, yeah, Barbara Walters is interviewing him. And she's like, you never talk about politics. And he's like, I always notice that all my colleagues, whenever they start to talk about politics, they become less funny. He was like, you have to turn in a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
Once you start talking about what you, like, believe in and shit. And it's, I have never, ever seen anybody make me laugh with a socially just or a politically just statement. No. It doesn't make me fucking, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's like, it's not funny. The point, sometimes I'll go on stage and say things that are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every single thing. But that's the point of it.
Like, I want people to laugh.
Because I know it's a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
So that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
And people will still be like, that's offensive that you're saying. It's like, yeah, that's why I'm saying it. It's a dumb, I know it's dumb.
Yeah,
The only I've seen Chappelle bits that now looking back on it could be geared more towards like SJW stuff, but it was just it was funny about him living in such a nice house that he doesn't want to call the cops because the cops will just think he's a black dude like robbing this house.
Yeah.
But he put pictures of himself up here and everything.
Yeah, hilarious.
It's funny as fuck.
And
it
sprinkle some crack on him.
Yeah, but it wasn't that wasn't like him being like, and then like, okay, it was funny.
Well, maybe if the police would stop shooting black people, it's like, that's your fucking punchline?
Yeah, that's your punchline.
How the fuck is that a punchline?
That is the punchline.
Well, it's also like you're a fucking, you know, you're some like white lesbian chick from the suburbs. Maybe race relations isn't exactly your fucking topic.
Yeah, right. Your dad's a dentist.
Yeah, dude. Maybe you should just talk about.
Yeah, you don't have student loan. You're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine. You got that little fucking.
You guys are getting me fired up.
That fucking, weed whacker haircut and those Joe Pop glasses.
I was talking to a cop recently and it was funny. They were saying that like, they're like now, they're like watching.
Wait, you're talking to the cops?
Yeah, I was talking to a cop.
Dude, you've been compromised.
Some of my boys are cops.
You know who owns the cops?
Who?
The CIA.
Hillary.
You're compromised.
Yeah,
have you been fucking dishing out?
I got a fucking jet soon.
You got to get out of here? All right.
The cop, there's.